1. Begin transmission.
It's 2:32 a.m. That is, of course, local time, because if you check your clock, you'll notice that it says 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And what I say goes. And I'll tell you right now, I'm in the mood to find a dude. So we're going to go outside. It's warm. It's almost nighttime. It's almost golden hour. So we got to get out, go to Harrenhaven, see if we can find some crepuscular dudes. Let's rock.
Sonrisas en 10,000 fotografías que lo graban en.
And we're here, the lovely Harrenhaven, and we're the only people here. That's a good sign. We are here at peak golden hour. We've got, looking back at the horizon, I would estimate 10 minutes of light left. I guess I can take my sunglasses off now. I was driving straight into the sun, putting my normal glasses on. It's a bit breezy. It's supposed to be windy tomorrow and the next day too, which aggravates me because, well, it's going to be warm and I want to go outside and look for dudes and record it on the Dubious Goals Committee. But we might not be able to do that if it's too windy. So, we're here at Harrenhaven at a very good time. A time for spotting dudes. I'm walking around the dragonfly pond and into the forest, taking my camera out of my pocket, putting it in my other hand. What's that sound? Oh, it's just wind rattling the trees and the branches. It is, like I said, a bit windy. Hopefully not too bad. I'm not sure why I brought the camera, because it's going to be too dark to take photos real soon. We got a really low angle light. The forest itself is dark, but the pond is going to be all lit up. And I want to find some dudes. If I don't find some dudes, I am going to be angry. What kind of dudes do we find at this time? Well, crepuscular dudes. And let's see, raccoons are very raccoony. Raccoons are snoodlers, so we got to find some snoodlers snoodling. And there's some geese flying overhead. And let's see, foxes might be here. And maybe some muskrats will be doing muskrat business, because they like to do stuff. I think I see fish ripples. Yeah, I see fish circles where fish are eating bugs on the surface of the water and making little round ripply ripples, letting me know that there are in fact fish eating bugs. Okay, so we're approaching the sub pond and I don't see anybody in it. I can see fish ripples, maybe even some frog movement. I'm looking back as far as I can. I don't see any dudes back here. We should look in this mud though. Is there footprints in this mud? Are there tracks in the mud? It's hard to tell, but I think so. Okay, so out to the boardwalk we will go. That will expose us to the wind, however, so I don't know how long we're going to be out on the boardwalk. I can already see geese. There's two geese out by the weir, I'm looking into this secret hidden pond. I see nothing. And yeah, it's really windy out here. And I'm scanning the banks. I see no dudes. I'm looking around. Maybe we should have come out a few minutes earlier, because we are definitely losing light. My earlier estimate of 10 minutes, I think, was a little hopeful. We might have 5 more minutes of light. I've turned around and I'm heading back into the forest for 2 reasons. 1, to avoid wind, and 2, to look for dudes. I want to get back into the blind before the sun gets too low. We might not make it. I might actually have to run. I'm not running anywhere. I don't run if I'm not being chased by cops. And I don't even run from all the cops. I only run from certain cops. But that's a different story altogether. And kids, if you're listening, never run away from the police. The police are your friends. The police exist to help you. So you make sure you also help out the police by not running away. Besides, kids, you're a kid. And there's 2 important things you need to know as a minor. 1, if you don't have a driver's license, you can lie about who you are and they've got no way to check up on it or prove it. So, not that you should ever lie to the police. And 2, your juvenile record is expunged when you turn 18. Do you understand what that means, kids? That means you can commit all the crimes you want as long as they are not violent felonies. And by the time you're an adult, it'll all magically go away. So commit usury now. That's a fun crime. Wait, why am I walking into the wall blind? To look into the billabong. There's nothing in the billabong. And I just stepped on a stick, giving away my position. Well, I'm not really worried about stepping on sticks, considering I'm talking as I'm walking. Which means dudes can already hear me if they're trying to find me. Is there something on that log in the water? No, I don't think so. I'm looking for dudes. Looking for dudes and wearing my shoes. I got my regular shoes on. And I got on my white Zorks. My short white Zorks. And I got my black pants on. And since the sun's going down, it is like 65 degrees, but since the sun's going down, I decided to wear my, quote, coat, end quote. So I look like a goose. I don't want to threaten anybody with my appearance. Because if you're a dude, I'm probably kind of scary. And I don't want to be scary. I want everybody to think that I'm their friend, because I am. Alright, so we are approaching the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. I'm looking down into the pond and around its banks looking for snoodling snoodlers, looking for hunting foxes. I see nothing. There isn't even anything on the water. What's that? Oh, it's just a squirrel running away. I heard a noise behind me. And I see nothing in this pond. So we need to make our way toward the big blind. And we should probably try to be a little bit quieter. Because sometimes there are dudes. And we got to be sneaky so as to not spook the dudes. Because we are friends with dudes. We don't want to scares them. Alright, here we go. Into the big blind. Wow, I see 3 geese flying away. There's 4 geese on Goose Island. And, oh, something just rattled right in front of here. Was that just the wind? Or is somebody walking through the grass? Sticking my head out of the blind. I don't see any dudes. I don't see any turtles on the log. It's crazy. There's no geese here today. Other than those two, and those two. There's like 6 geese here total. And that's weird, because what? 2 or 3 days ago? There were still hundreds. They're all flying back to the north. Okay, so how is it windy inside the blind? I don't understand this. Which way is the wind blowing from? Alright, so anyway, I'm scanning the banks, looking for any dude-type action. There is direct sunlight on the far cliffs. And so I'm using my eyes very much. Oh, here come some ducks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 3 pairs of mallards. 3 males, 3 females. They just flew over my head and landed in the water. That's nice. So ducky. Everybody likes the ducks. I know I do. Okay, I do not see any dudes. Oh, here come more ducks. Wow. 8 more ducks. 9 more ducks. Splash down. Yeah, the ducks are coming in for a landing. The ducks are coming home to roost. And is that a dude over there? Is that something sitting on a log? Maybe we can see it better in my telephoto camera. What is it? No, I think that's just a lumpy log. But there are some other ducks hiding over there. That's nice. So, it's strange, but we are now seeing more ducks than geese. And that's mighty rare out here. Mighty, mighty rare. Oh, and I think these two are taking off. Yeah, they're leaving. 2 of the geese that were on Goose Island decided to leave. They're probably going over to the golf course. All right, well, we can stand here in this blind, or we can keep going. And I say we keep going. Okay. Well. I'm kind of vexed. Where's my dudes? I thought, oh, I know how to find dudes. We'll go out when the sun's going down and there'll be dudes out doodling. Yeah, of course. Whenever I have these great ideas, then we don't find anything. So let's go up here, take the loop path, walk around the loop, and that will enable us to look down into the ravine and, well, spot any dudes that are down there. It's a big ravine. I want to find me some dudes. Gonna look down there. Down there. Oh, wait. I'm channeling Petula Clark. You can tune a piano, but you can't Petula Clark. I'm looking around down into the ravine, and much to my chagrin, there is a conspicuous absence of dude. Where dude is? Where are the dudes? Got to find some dudes. Okay. I don't want to say that I'm getting pissed off. But I'm on the verge of rage. The no dude rage. I don't think I can go very many more days without seeing a dude. And so, I got something else to tell you. I put some dude bait out out this evening. Before I left the house, I put some dude food in the dude bowl. And if this is your first time hearing about anything like this, or even your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, let me just explain that in the past, there have been some mistakes made when purchasing cat food. Don't look at me. I know what kind of food my cat eats. But there have been other times when dog food was accidentally purchased. And I actually have some kitten food left over from when my cat was a kitten. And she couldn't eat the kitten food anymore because it made her throw up all the time. And we switched her to normal food, cat food. And there's nothing up here. We're going back down the hill. And so, suffice it to say that I have numerous pounds, many kilograms of excess pet food that I can't use. Except I can use it. I can use it to feed dudes. So I took some of the dude food and I put it in a bowl outside on my deck, right in front of the back door, so me and my cat can watch to see who comes up and eats the food. Usually it's snoodlers, meaning raccoons. Sometimes it's possums. And sometimes it's a feral cat that lives in our neighborhood. And my cat hates that cat. My cat attacks the door when that cat shows up. When snoodlers show up, when raccoons and possums show up, she doesn't care. She just sits there and watches them eat, and they come up to the window and they smell my cat and they smell each other and they, we're friends. But if another cat comes up on deck, my cat goes freaking ballistic, jumping up and down, hissing and doing this weird sound and attacking the door, crash, bash, smash, making lots of kitty noises. All right, I just walked over the footbridge again. I'm looking into the turtle reproduction pond, and there's lots of ripples, but no dudes. So anyway, being as we had a raccoon on the deck a couple nights ago, I decided to put some food out. Maybe we will see a raccoon on the deck. That would be nice, because they're so fun. Oh, I also put some food on the deck rail and on top of my electrical meter, because the electrical meter box is right under one of my kitchen windows, and so the raccoons can sit on the deck rail and eat the food off the box right in front of one of the kitchen windows, and I can sit there and watch them. And they're fun, and they put their greasy paws on my windows, and that's why I have raccoon prints on my windows. And I should probably clean the windows. Every spring, I go out and I wash the kitchen windows on the outside for no other reason than to give the raccoons a clean canvas to put their footprints on. And that's how I know raccoons have been lurking around in my backyard on my deck. So maybe we'll get some of that action tonight, here in a couple of hours. You never know when the raccoons are going to show up. Sometimes they show up shortly after sundown. And sometimes, later in the summer, they like to show up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right when I'm trying to go to bed. Alright, so back over the land bridge, looking at the sub pond, seeing nothing. Looking into the billabong, and yeah, we still got nothing. You would think at least maybe some scratties or something would be out. But no. I guess maybe the scratties and the motties just don't feel like coming out yet. Well, the sun has gone below the horizon. We might as well start heading out, I guess, just because, well, somebody's gonna show up to shut this place down any minute, which, you know, really doesn't mean anything much more than closing the gate. But I have told people, the people who work here, that if they see my car in here, they don't have to get out and try to find me back here. They can just lock my car in. Because I live close enough that I could just walk home in about 15 or 20 minutes. And I can always come back the next day to get my car. Oddly enough, I don't really feel like walking home tonight, so I'm going to actually try to get to my car and get out of the gate before it gets locked and locks me in. Where's my dudes? Thought I was going to see a dude today, kind of mad that I'm not seeing any. How long's it going to be before we see some wild dudes here at Herrenhaven? When are we going to see scratties? I like muskrats. They're very nice. When are we going to see some matis? Matis are the best. And here's the dragonfly pond. There's still a little bit of ice on the dragonfly pond, strangely enough, just because, well, this little end of the pond is in shade all day. And so no direct sunlight means no ice melting very rapidly. So here we are, walking by the kiosk, looking at the shed. There's some geese flying overhead. I'm walking by the side of the building, between the building and the butterfly garden. The gate to the butterfly garden is open because it's broken. That pisses me off. And here's my car. I'm walking right past it. Oh my gosh, maybe I'm not going anywhere after all. I'm gonna walk over here. And we're gonna go up into the mushroom garden, past the prairie grass plots. I'm still looking, seeing no dudes. We're gonna check this Mati den out, and nope, it hasn't been cleared yet. Hopefully it will later, because that's a good den for baby mats. And it's very convenient because there's a bench right in front of it. Alright, so here we are in the mushroom garden. I'm gonna walk up here so I can look down into the creek and the creek bank. See, there's a lot of dude paths around here. You can see where dudes have been running around. Oh, but they're not out running around right now. Come on. Where's my dudes? This is, you know, I was going to say, this is where it gets to be no fun. That's not true. I'm still having a lot of fun. It's just funner when we actually find the dudes. I'm looking over here at this den. Can't see Jack from this angle. Oh well. And it's close to being turkey time. Pretty soon we'll be seeing turkeys in here. And we'll be chasing turkeys around. And that'll be fun. And but look at this. These are footprints. These are tracks in this mulch. Somebody named Dude has been running around up in here. Up in here. Dudes. You gotta wonder. What are they doing? Where are they hiding? Did they have some kind of meeting that said, where they were hanging out and going, hey, wait, we got some good dude idea. Here's a good idea for dudes. All dudes hide from Tobe. It'll be funny. Well, yeah, I'm sure it's real funny to dudes, but I'm not seeing the humor because I want to see dudes. Hiding dudes are slightly less fun dudes. See, here's tracks again. These tracks, I'm telling you, these are funny, weird gate tracks, too. Is this where the fox has been running around? I have a feeling that might be the case. Oh boy. Alright, so while we're standing here, real quick, we're gonna play a quick round of Splash Blaster. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Splash and blast. And I think that's going to be it for Harrenhaven tonight. No dudes to be found. Oh man, I wanted to see some crepuscular dudes. The sun has gone down. It's a little bit too dark to do anything photography wise. So I guess there's nothing left to do but get in the car. Da-dun, da-dun. And I guess we'll go back home to finish this show up. In 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And my name is Tobe. We're back in the studio after trying to look for some dudes and failing. So now what are we going to do? Well, I still got a couple hours to kill before my motorcycle races come on. So, what to do, what to do? Oh, I know. Maybe we should have some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, yeah. So, other awesome things that did happen to me today. What did I do? Oh, I got to eat a hamburger. Yes, it's true. I went to Jim and Jenny's, my favorite Greek restaurant, to eat my favorite hamburger. And I ate it all up, and it was yummy. But, Tobe, how did you pay for it? I know that's what you're asking, but if you'll remember from last week sometime, I finally got my Michelin tire rebate, and so I used some of my rebate money to buy the hamburger. I debated for a long time. I sat around for an hour. After I got hungry, I sat around for an hour thinking, what should I do? Should I cook some food? Or should I go eat somewhere? And I thought about getting some tacos. And then I thought, you know, kind of, do I not want tacos? What am I trying to, what's the good? And I went for food, and is it the thing with the stuff? And that's when I decided, haha, no, I am going to splurge. I'm going to spend $13. And that does include a 22% tip. To buy my hamburger, and I bought a yummy, yummy hamburger and French fries. And I also had a soft drink, a cola soft drink. And I enjoyed it all a great deal. And I saw all the people in the restaurant who know me. And I talked to them and I said hi. And yeah, I haven't been here for a while. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm poor, blah, blah, blah. I need to get some more dollars so I can eat some more hamburgers at the Greek restaurant and souvlaki, because I also love to eat the souvlaki there. And now I kind of want tacos. No, I'm still full from earlier. I don't need to eat anything else, and I can always eat tacos later. I need to get some more dollars. Who am I? My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Hamburger Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. But my time is up, so I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
It's $20.